Have you ever had one of those weekends where no matter what you do, everything goes straight to hell? Well, I just had one of those weekends. My trusted iPhone 10 that I loved so much finally crapped out on me, so I had to get the 16. And transferring all the data and doing all of that stuff, what a three-hour ordeal at the Apple Store that was. So far, the 16's okay, not overly impressed with it, but it should last me another 5 to 7 years. Then I had to get a new car battery on top of that. So it was just one of those weekends where everything just went straight to hell, but at least the Raiders got a win. How? I have no idea. When you look at the box score, oh my God. We'll talk about it coming up. But finally, we also have some NBA action we can talk about. It's not always about football, right? From Los Angeles, it's Mark Elliott here with the Big Four Sports No Autopsy, No Foul podcast for Monday, September 30th, 2024. And here's what's up on the Big Four Sports page today. Yeah, I said it. The New York Knicks finally found a big man. I'll recap the best of week four in the NFL. The NCAA playoff picture got flipped over the weekend. Who are the favorites to play in this year's World Series? And the NHL season is ready to go. The run for Lord Stanley's Cup starts this Friday. We'll talk about it. That's what's coming up today on the Big Four Sports No Autopsy, No Foul podcast. Always playing on Alexa, Spotify, Amazon, Audible, and at BigFourSportsUSA.com, where you can also read the Big Four Sports page. All right, the New York Knicks, they're going to be players this season. We said the reason they didn't win last year is that they lacked a big man. And they got one, Karl-Anthony Towns from Minnesota. Julius Randle is off to Minnesota along with Dante DiVincenzo, so the Villanova crew is broken up in New York. Rumor is he wasn't happy with it anyway, but, you know, that's just a lot of gossip, which we don't like to get into. And the Knicks also gave up a number one draft pick for 2025. It's a protected pick for top 13. But it's exciting to see the Knicks get Towns. So Philadelphia and Boston, they now have some competition. Those were the teams to beat until that trade. And now I kind of give the Knicks an edge over Boston. I just like their starting five over Boston's. Milwaukee's like going, okay, what are we going to do now? We got to make a move. Washington's an improving team. I don't think they'll probably make the playoffs. They popped into my head for some reason as being a potential player this year. Indiana, of course. I just like the way this Knicks starting lineup looks. We'll see if they can play together, and that's always important. But I think the Knicks did send a major message over the weekend that we're here loaded for bear and we're ready to play some basketball. It's like, hey, Eastern Conference, there's a new daddy in town. New York, New York. All right, the best of week four in the NFL. Steelers lost to Indianapolis. How in the hell did that happen? I picked up the Steelers defense for my fantasy team, and it looks like I'll probably win the week. It depends on how Detroit does tonight with Sam Laporta, and we'll see if I can pull that out tonight. Not like I can. I have anything to do with it, right? It just depends how Detroit plays against Seattle. The only other undefeated team now, we've got Kansas City and Minnesota hanging in there at 4-0 each. If Seattle wins tonight, we'll have three undefeated teams now that the Steelers have checked out. So we'll see. I've got Detroit for tonight's win. So we may be down to Kansas City and Minnesota as the only two teams left undefeated after 4 weeks. How about the Washington Commanders? They got to be the surprise team of the NFL season so far. 3-1 right now. Jaden Daniels is going to be a problem for Dallas, New York, and Philadelphia. This kid's got talent. And, you know, Washington has a tendency to screw things up. But when you get a quarterback in a quarterback league like this who has so much potential, you got to surround him with the right players. I think offensively they're good. Defensively they can make some moves. It's not too late for them to shore up some things defensively. But Washington's got to be the surprise team of the NFL so far this season. Do we have a quarterback controversy brewing in Green Bay? Packers are 2-0 with Malik Willis, 0-2 with Jordan Love. Minnesota winning on Sunday definitely puts the Packers coaching staff in a position to say, we got a decision to make here. And, you know, they'll probably side with Jordan Love because they're looking at the long-term effects of this. But does it put the Packers in a position to maybe dangle Willis as trade bait? Because I think they'll stick with Jordan Love because of his long-term projection. Plus, last year, kid was just off the charts last year. The Ravens walloped Buffalo. I mean, this was an ass-kicking. So it looks like Baltimore's finally revved up and ready to go. I'm glad the Raiders got them early. Derrick Henry broke off an 87-yard run. And I'm thinking, what the hell was Tennessee thinking as I'm watching him outrace the Buffalo secondary? Unbelievable run by Henry. But now it kind of looks like Baltimore's ready to go. And that run, in the words of Rocky's trainer, Mick, it was a beautiful ting. It was a beautiful ting, Rock. It was a beautiful ting. So Baltimore looks like they're revved up, ready to roll for the rest of the season, barring injury. And hats off to my Raiders for beating the Cleveland Browns, minus Devontae Adams and Max Crosby. How the hell that happened, I have no idea. So how bad is Cleveland at 1-3 right now? All right, so far this week on my picks, I feel like I'm 75% back. I went 9-5 so far with the two games coming up tonight. My fantasy four picks, I went 3-1. Lost a little cash yesterday. A little bit of cash went out the window. Mark's not happy with that. Hate losing cash, especially the first week that I bet. Because typically, if I can win that first week, I take half off and bet the other half. Now I got to double up this week. My picks will be ready to rock and roll.
Echo DOT, DV1.
Congratulations, Alexa, for doing your job. So I'll have those picks out for you by Wednesday afternoon if you want to check those out at big4sportsusa.com on the sports page. All right, so far this week, you know, the NCAA playoff picture is flipped thanks to Alabama bursting out to a big lead over Georgia. We thought it was going to be a blowout, but Georgia made a game of it late. But yeah, Bama looks solid. They look solid. And I had a hard time not ranking them number one, but Texas is on it at number one. And until they get knocked off by somebody, Texas is my number one. I got Bama at number two, Ohio State number three. Tennessee jumps up at number four, followed by Oregon. And that's my top five, Georgia. I'm dropping them down to number eight. They got to start the climb again. Ole Miss lost, dropped from number five to 10. So that's how everything is flipped. If you want to check out the top 12 for the week, go to big4sportsusa.com and check out the Big Four Sports page for all 12 teams ranked right now. All right, the Major League Baseball playoffs are set to get underway this week. As I'm taping this podcast, the New York Mets are playing the Atlanta Braves in a doubleheader today, so I don't have any results in that for you right now. But that will determine who gets into the National League wildcard race. Baltimore, Kansas City, and Detroit are in for the American League. Only the Padres are in so far for the National League. The wild card round gets underway on Tuesday. Detroit's at Houston. Kansas City plays at Baltimore. I like Houston and Baltimore to win those series. Milwaukee and San Diego, like I said, are waiting for the outcome of the Braves-Mets twin bill today, and we'll see who they go up against. And we always get a few surprises during the baseball playoffs too, don't we? You know, you got your favorites who you think's going to win, and then the baseball gods step in and say, bet you didn't see this one coming. So where is the surprise? I'm looking at these teams and say, could it be Detroit? Could it be Kansas City? Could it be the Mets? Could it be a Mets and Yankees World Series? Lots of questions to be answered. I, of course, am looking for the Dodgers and the Yankees. Why? Not because I live in L.A. and root for the Dodgers. I'm a Reds fan. Have been all my life, even though I've lived in Los Angeles since 1986. The Dodgers haven't done enough to woo me to switch my favorite teams yet. But just to see Judge and Ohtani go at it, that's the cherry on top that I'm looking for. But the baseball gods always say, we're not going to give you what you want, Mark. We're never going to give you what you want. But Judge and Ohtani, oh, that would be a hell of a World Series, wouldn't it? The start of the NHL season has crept up on us. This Friday, the race for Lord Stanley's Cup gets underway. Here's a test for you. Because I find this out when I go out and talk to people. I will ask, who won the Stanley Cup last year and who lost? Some people, I'd say 50-50 get who wins. The majority have no idea who lost in the Stanley Cup. Now, it could be California, it could be LA. Not really your hockey town, let's say, even though we got the Kings and the Ducks. But do you know? Are you sitting there scratching your head? If you watch the series, you can't forget it. The Florida Panthers beat the Edmonton Oilers 4-3. Panthers went up 3-0. We thought it was just going to be a complete sweep, and Edmonton came back and won 3 in a row to set up a game 7, remember? And Florida pulled it out. So, should be an interesting season. Naturally, I'm going to be pulling for my Pittsburgh Penguins to get back in the race. It's been a lonely couple of years not being in the race for the Stanley Cup. We'll see how they do. All right, let's get into the chat box at BigForceSportsUSA.com. Warren G., Reno, Nevada. Is it time for the Raiders to think about trading Davante Adams? You're reading my mind, Warren. When he came up lame with the leg injury, the hamstring, it made me think that, geez, is Davante really injured, or is he kind of wanting to take it easy this season? Maybe he doesn't like what he's seeing in Las Vegas. Maybe he doesn't want to put himself out there too much. So yeah, I think it's time to trade him for draft picks. It's time. Raiders won without him. Not saying they would do that every week, but I kind of get the sense that this isn't going to be a Raiders season. So they need to start trading people like a Davante Adams to try and shore up some other parts. And maybe they'll be in a position to trade up for a top draft pick. Let's go after and trade him off to Carolina. Why make Davante happy? Trade him to the Jets if you want. I don't care. But yeah, I think it's time for the Raiders to cut bait on Davante Adams. Skip T, Bentonville, Arkansas. I saw you predicted the Lakers can't talk today. It's Monday. Everything's gone to hell today on the podcast, just like my weekend. I saw you predicted the Lakers would win 50-55 games with their projected starting lineup. Are you serious? Hell yeah, I'm serious. I mean, you know, I think sometimes you guys read X or your sports pages too much and listen to the pundits too much, where it's this simple. The Lakers were 23-10. That's a 69% winning percentage, by the way, when the Lakers started Davis, James, Hachimura, Reeves, and Russell. If so many people are so down on D'Angelo Russell, you know, he has bad games. Everybody has bad games. And yeah, they get highlighted when they happen in the playoffs. But this kid's a great freaking player. He really is. Kid can shoot the lights out of it. He just needs some confidence. And JJ is trying to put some confidence in him. He said we spent more time together this summer together than any of the other players. So I look for him to have a career year this year. Do you know how hard it is to average 17, 18 points in the NBA? You got to be fairly consistent with that. So I've always liked D'Angelo. It's been his off-court stuff that really bugged me a little bit. But as a player, I'm behind D'Angelo Russell as the Lakers' point guard. They won 69% with that starting five, okay? And that actually projects out to 56-57 wins. I'm going 50-55. Lakers need work on their bench. Woods and Vanderbilt still on the mend, probably won't be ready for the start of the season. And if they are, they're going to probably play a few minutes as they work their way back in. So they're not going to be a factor to begin with. It's the Lakers' weak bench, not the starting five, that will hamper them at some point during the season. Kimberly, Oakland, California, what is your fondest memory involving the Oakland A's? Yeah, it was sad to see the A's drew 46,000 plus on the final days, and then they're moving to Las Vegas. They'll play a couple of years. I believe it's in Sacramento. Until their stadium's ready. But yeah, it's sad because the A's, going back to my childhood, Charlie Finley's A's were an amazing team. They had some characters too, man. But they were a fun team to watch. And even though I was a Reds fan and watched the A's kick the Reds' ass in 1972, sending the big red machine home with a busted gasket, but that team was a phenomenal team. They won 3 World Series in a row. And you go back to that and you think, geez, yeah, it's like 50 years later, but you still have that history with the A's. And it's sad because the politicians in Oakland, quite honestly, have let that city go to hell. and it chased the team out. It chased the Raiders out. You know, they could never get anybody worthy of really fighting to build a new stadium in Oakland. And that's always bugged me as a Raiders fan because, you know, when I think of the Raiders, even though they played in Los Angeles, always the Oakland Raiders, man. Those were the bad boys. Those were the Pirates, the Oakland Raiders. And now the A's are going to be gone. But those 70s teams were fantastic. Jim Catfish Hunter, Vida Blue, he was phenomenal lefty. Raleigh Fingers, Joe Rudy, Sal Bando, Burt Campaneris, Gene Tennis. He killed my Reds in 72. It's like, where did Gene Tennis come from? Reggie Jackson, my God, fabulous team. And in 1990, yeah, my Reds got the revenge, sweeping the A's in the 90 World Series. But I got to tell you, I was a huge, huge fan of Jose Canseco and Mark McGwire, the Bash Brothers. They were phenomenal. Again, both were characters. And that's what you always associated not only the A's with, but also the 70s Oakland Raiders with Kenny Stabler and John Matuszak and Ben Davidson. Those were characters. Otis Sistrunk. Those were characters. And we need more characters in sports. Gives us something to talk about. And if our teams suck, the characters still make us love our teams. We love the Raiders because of those characters in the 70s and that mystique. The Raiders today, they're like everybody else, you know. Pay me and I might play. Pay me and I might show up and play. Not everybody's a Max Crosby. All right, that's going to do it for this week's edition of the Big Four Sports No Autopsy, No Foul podcast. Thank you for being here. The conversation continues on X. Go to BigFourSportsUSA.com to connect. Read the sports page and reach out to us on the chat box. We'll do this again next Monday, September. No, that's going to be October 7th. Or is it October 6th? One of those dates. We'll be here next Monday. Let's just put it that way. All right? Game over.